from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The thing we got to continue to focus on is Rowdy's got to get better. I mean, I said it, and he knows he's got to get better. He's working on it. And one of the things about calling up Bay was we felt like he was ready and he had done what he was doing in AAA. The main focus for us with Rowdy is he's got to continue to get better. I think he, of all people, knows that, and that's where our focus is right now.
Doesn't sound like Rowdy Tellez is going anywhere. Jason Mackey joined us yesterday. He said he didn't think Rowdy would be a Pirate come 6:40. That was the time of the first pitch. And then he was told not that long after that that Rowdy Tellez wasn't going anywhere. And so he had to issue a mea culpa. I don't blame Mackey. That happens.
Right.
Hey, here's what I'm hearing.
Well, he's thinking. It's not like he said, yes, he's leaving.
Right.
So this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, this guy stinks. We knew they were going to call up Jiwon Bae, or at least there were some rumblings about that. And so it just made sense that the guy with a 485 OPS was going to get shown the door. And it didn't happen. That was... obviously, the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, he joined Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss yesterday. And you can join Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss today at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union on Brandt School Road in Wexford from 10 o'clock until 2. This will be your first chance to get a Fan 5-Alarm Marathon t-shirt with a $20 donation. T-shirts are available while supplies last. And the t-shirts are fire. They're absolutely fabulous. Everyone always says, we want fan gear. We want fan gear. Well, now's your chance. Go see those guys. $20, a donation that goes to the proceeds of the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We'll get you one of those slapping t-shirts. Okay, now as for Rowdy Tellez, they're facing a righty starter yesterday, and Rowdy Tellez is not in the lineup. I'm happy about that. Connor Joe's been very good. We want Connor Joe to be the everyday first baseman. But if you have Rowdy Tellez, he's only going to play against right-handed starters. So... if you've got him on the roster and he's not going to play in a game like yesterday, why the hell's he on the roster? This doesn't make any sense, Dorn. I don't know why he's still around.
Well, I think that they are hoping that he could figure it out. And this gives them time to breathe. It's like, okay, we're going to, you know, play Connor Joe and you're going to sit and you're going to kind of reset and hopefully that you could figure it out. We paid you $3.2 million to come here and to be a factor. And we want to see, and we're going to go to the last moments to see if you can figure that out. We're going to give you every chance possible to figure that out. Now, we don't agree with it, but, I mean, it's not a lot of money in baseball terms, $3.2 million, but it is money to the Pirates.
It's 10% of what they spent basically this offseason.
So they're going to try to get everything out of them, and they, you know, that's the reason why he's here.
I guess there's always a risk that you DFA a guy and he gets claimed. But I think more likely than not, they would designate him for assignment, he would clear waivers, and then he'd be on the AAA roster. And if he figures it out there, okay. He figures it out there. But they are a game out of a playoff spot, and every time he's in the lineup, you are legitimately worsening your chances of winning a baseball game.
Yeah.
So I would say DFA him, And if you really feel like there's still something in there, he's probably going to wind up in AAA anyhow. Just let him figure it out there.
Like, what was Connor Joe yesterday? What did he have? I think he had like a one hit or two hits. Like, if Rowdy Tellez was in the lineup yesterday, they'd probably lose a game.
He's a walking out, and he's not a good defensive first baseman either.
Right.
Rowdy Tellez. Like, it's not even like what you got out of Austin Hedges last year.
Like, at least he was doing something defensively.
Right. He was brilliant defensively. Connor Joe went 1-for-5 yesterday. He had one strikeout. Connor Joe now hitting .277. So he started to come back down to earth, but he's still a much, much better player and a much better option than Rowdy Tellez. This is something I'm just not going to understand. And you've mentioned the money. That is what they're doing. It's the money thing. But now it's sunk cost fallacy. You are paying this guy, and he's actively making your team worse. So you've already paid him. Just eat it.
Yeah.
Just eat it. Understand you made a move that made the team worse, and you just got to cut bait.
What would you do, though? Like, so say you DFA him, who would you bring up?
I'd call up Lamb, and you're probably going to have a similar problem in like 2 or 3 weeks.
What about Henry Davis playing first?
Well, you're going to need to call Henry Davis up now. Yasmani Grandal lifted from the game with a groin injury yesterday, a groin strain. I don't know this to be true. They're probably going to have to place him on the IL. And you're going to need a guy up here now. You can't play a game with one catcher.
No.
You can't go into the game tonight with Joey Bart as the starter and Yasmani Grandal unable to play baseball. You will have to make a move. I think Henry Davis is a catcher for now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hitting really well in AAA. He went 2-for-5 last night, did Henry Davis for the Indianapolis Tribe. One homer, a double. He's got an OPS of 1,084 in Indianapolis, four homers in 12 games. It does appear he's found his stroke.
Yes.
And we talked about it yesterday. You said, Crowley, if he keeps raking, do you call him up? I said no.
Right.
I want to see him do it for a month just to get more proof of concept, make sure that all the clear confidence issues are by the wayside. But it is tantalizing when you got a guy down there who is a 1-1 player who's hitting the way that he is. This is now forced their hand. I would imagine that Henry Davis will be up here today. Like, I'd be shocked if he's not.
Would you take a lesbian DFA'd and Henry Davis platooning with Connor Joe at first base and platooning, obviously catcher with Bart?
I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to put more now on Henry Davis. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Like, do you want Tellez gone enough to have that situation?
Nah. Okay. Well, I want Tellez gone, and then I just separate the two things.
Okay.
I want Henry Davis when you're up. If he is finally the bat that he was in the minors and the bat that we've all expected him to be. I never worried about him hitting like at all.
Mm-hmm.
If he's the guy that we thought he would be and you want to DH him from time to time because you need his bat in the lineup, that's great. I don't want to put another position on him.
Yeah.
We saw how it went last year. And I'll also say this though, man, I am un poco, a little, that's Spanish. I'm a little bit worried about losing Grandal actually. Mitch Keller has talked about getting caught by Grandal. Paul Skeens, far as Paul Skeens is concerned, was effervescent in talking about throwing to Grandal, a professional, a good game caller back there. I'm interested to see what it looks like with this young staff if it is Bart and Henry Davis now for the foreseeable future. I wonder if that's going to have an impact on the pitching staff. I don't know, but it might.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just keeping an eye on that. And Grandal was getting the occasional pop.
Right. He started to come around.
Yeah. He's kind of what you thought Grandal could be. He's a guy who's going to hit like .220 and give you some pop, and he's going to handle the pitching staff. So I would expect Henry Davis up there today, and we'll just have to see what effect this does have, if any, on the pitching staff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.